Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The right fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gordy Coleman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cliff Cook. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Cal McLish. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bob Will. Batting second. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Thacker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. And now, play ball. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson strikes out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Will moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Will moves to third. Ashburn moves to second. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is walked intentionally. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into left field. Robinson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Robinson. Will scores. Ashburn scores. Altman moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coleman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thomas for the out. Altman moves to third. Santo moves to second. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pinson who is chasing the ball. Zimmer reaches third base with a triple. Altman scores. Santo scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Cubs. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker takes first base on ball four. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman strikes out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is called out on strikes. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Thacker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Will hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Banks reaches second base with a double. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Santo reaches second base with a double. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cook fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thacker hits a line drive towards short. Cardenas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Cubs. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Will hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Ashburn bunts towards third. Cook fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Anderson moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cook fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Ashburn. Cook reaches second base with a double. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. Cook moves to third. One out. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0 for 1 in the game. McLish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Martin reaches second base with a double. Cook scores. It's 4-2, Cubs. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Pinson. Santo reaches second base with a double. Altman goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Cubs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Zimmer hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Pinson. Zimmer reaches second base with a double. Santo scores. It's 6-2, Cubs. Joe Nuxhall now pitching. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thacker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Coleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bell moves to second. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas fields it and throws to second for the out. Bell moves to third. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas fields it and throws to home to get Bell. Coleman moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Will hits a line drive towards third. Cook reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nuxhall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Banks moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Willie Jones pinch hits for Leo Cardenas. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Joe Nuxhall. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Martin reaches second base with a double. Lynch goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Cubs. Seth Moorhead now pitching. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Schaefernoth now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Henry now pitching. Roy McMillan now playing shortstop. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Santo hits a line drive into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Zimmer hits a line drive into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-3 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cook strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thacker hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Martin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Schaefernoth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefernoth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Will hits a line drive into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cook fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Anderson pinch hits for Bill Henry. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is hit by the pitch. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-4 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schaefernoth fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Cincinnati Reds, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.